Fermentations contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, July 14th, 2023. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. I don't know about you, but it's been a really rough week, and I need a rest over this weekend. I really, really do. Anyway, it's another very, very busy news day. We're going to try and get through as much as we can, you know, before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right out and do the news here. Now, over at Donegood.com, they have a very interesting article in which they're saying that top Democrats are reportedly reaching out to the rising stars of the party and telling them that Joe Biden will not run for re-election next year. Frankly, I think Biden is heading for the iceberg, and they can't run him. I mean, if they run this guy, demented, war-happy, tax-happy, and they steal the election for him in a second time, all of America will know what happened, and they will probably be very unhappy about it. I know I would be. Now, Tucker Carlson, of course, is doing videos over on Twitter, much to the annoyance of Fox News that wanted to silence him in the run-up to 2024. And in the most recent episodes, he demonstrated why Fox News, why the entire establishment wants him silenced. He interviewed Tim Scott, Asa Hutchinson, and Mike Pence and just shredded them as just one example. And you can see this stuff all over on Twitter. Tucker Carlson asked Mike Pence why he was more concerned with supplying Ukraine with tanks than the well-being of American cities, and Mike Pence said, American cities aren't my concern. This did not go over very well with the Twitterverse here, but this may be actually an attitude of many of our politicians, which explains why our money is going over to these wars like Afghanistan and so forth and so on, while our roads are crumbling. Our rail system is pretty much obsolete at this particular point. The infrastructure as a whole is being neglected. And, things are falling apart in this country because the powers that be aren't concerned about this country anymore. They just see the people as walking wallets to provide wealth for whatever games they want to play out there. Now, speaking of a walking wallet here, okay, Joe Biden, just after the Supreme Court ruling saying that he did not have the authority to forgive the student loans, has gone ahead and done it. The Biden Education Department announced it would automatically forgive student loans to hundreds of thousands of students, despite the Supreme Court ruling just 2 weeks ago. And according to ABC News, Education Department officials announced Friday they are forgiving the debts of 804,000 borrowers to supposedly fix what they called administration failures. And these borrowers are individuals who've been paying their loans back through income-driven repayment plans. In other words, they look at how much you're making and saying, okay, your payment on your loan is this. And Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said that these borrowers would be getting the forgiveness they deserve, okay? Well, I have an issue with that. You know, I have mixed feelings about this student debt situation. The cost of education has skyrocketed way out of proportion with the rate of inflation. College is much, much more expensive than it was when I went to college. And, you know, the financial support, especially for people who are melanin challenged, has all but dried up. And so they've turned the university system not only into a liberal indoctrination regime, but into basically a scam to take these students and plunge them onto that barbed debt hook as hard as they can and get them into debt slavery right there. And these kids were suckered into this with the promise that with a degree in women's studies or art history or whatever, that they would get high-paying jobs as soon as they graduated and could pay off these loans in just a few years, which obviously did not happen here. So Biden is out there telling all these students, you know, we're going to forgive your loans here, not immediately, but a little bit down the road. And, you know, a lot of people are saying this is vote buying, plain and simple. Biden is trying to basically you know, use the student loan forgiveness to get students to vote for whoever the Democratic candidate is next year. So it's definitely dirty politics. All righty. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene has identified the Ukrainian who allegedly bribed Joe and Hunter Biden. And it turns out to be the founder of Burisma, Mykola Zlochevsky. And so we've got the money trail. We've got that hidden bank account, and yeah, they're building a very, very strong case. Now, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is betting his campaign that a more ethical approach to fundraising will build donor trust and help the GOP outraise Democrats in the long run. And the GOP is actually doing very well. House Speaker McCarthy announced Wednesday that House Republicans have raised over $62 million so far during the 2024 election cycle, which is an all-time record for this point in the campaign. I think the American people are voting with their wallet, and they're doing very, very well. Now, getting on back to Chris Ray's interview here in Congress here, Chris Ray lied. He lied about FBI informants embedded with the January 6th protesters, and there was this article over at the Gateway Pundit saying it was an outright lie, and there are 20 documented cases showing that dozens, if not hundreds, of government operatives infiltrated the protests at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. And each one of these incidents has actually been confirmed by the far-left press or the government in court documents. It did happen. Chris Ray lied. He committed, basically, he perjured himself because he was under oath at the time. Now, the FBI director actually came on out and was being investigated by the House lawmakers for the weaponization of FBI power against the American people. And during the hearing, Republican Representative Harriet Hageman asked Chris Ray about the involvement of the FBI by proxy in shutting down free speech of American citizens online. And she continued by saying the committee has learned that the FBI acted to discredit leaked information about Hunter before and after it was published. And all Chris Ray could say was, I don't agree with the committee's findings. That was it. He had nothing else to offer. All he could say is, I don't agree. Well, we can agree to disagree, Chris, and I do disagree with you here. All righty. Now, over at CNN, CNN Chief National Affairs Correspondent Jeff Zeleny has leapt to the defense of the FBI, saying it's depressing that Republicans are questioning the FBI. This is all about politics. And, you know, he says it's stunning, really, when you think from the campaign cycles gone back that, you know, Republicans are obviously anti-law enforcement. And it's pretty much desperation here. Okay, now, Hunter Biden's lawyer, one of them, has sent a cease and desist letter demanding former President Donald Trump stop making comments that could potentially put the First Family in danger, forgetting, of course, that they've got Secret Service around there, even though the Secret Service is not very good because those drugs got into the White House and nobody noticed at the time here. But I don't expect that Donald Trump will go along with that. But that's the best that Hunter Biden can do. Stop saying those bad things about us. You know, we're afraid for our lives. You know, we're not going to feel safe until we take all the guns away from the American people here. Now, over at the Gatestone Institute, they've been doing some research here, and they basically came on out with this article, Do Not Let China Attack America from America. This was written by Gordon G. Chang. It was issued on the 12th. It's a 1,600-word account of the Chinese exploitation of American tolerance, and basically says that hundreds of U.S. politicians have been purchased by China. Okay? And in the summary bullet points, Beijing has almost certainly purchased most of the Biden family. In March, a spokesperson for Hunter Biden's legal team admitted that Hunter had received good faith seed funds from an energy company in China. This was essentially an admission of bribery because no Chinese business in this circumstance would pay seed money. Okay? Now, in addition to the Bidens, China has purchased hundreds, if not thousands, of politicians, academics, business people, law enforcement officials at the federal, state, and municipal levels. Boy, there is a lot of money floating around out there if you're willing to kowtow appropriately to Beijing, which, for the record, I am not. Now, in Washington, D.C., like so many other liberal cities across America, crime is just out of control. The crime rate is soaring. And back on July 11th, the Washington, D.C. Council voted to pass an emergency public safety bill granting judges and law enforcement officials more power as part of an effort to address the crime rates in the area. The bill was called the Prioritizing Public Safety Amendment Act, was put forward by Councilmember Brooke Pinto, and passed in a 12-1 vote. That one dissenting vote, Janice Lewis George, a Democrat, voted against it. This program initially will run for 90 days, and hopefully it's going to be able, you know, to have a positive effect on the crime rate. All right, Neil. Over in Detroit, I love this story. Brian Ferguson, a member of the Detroit Police Oversight Board of Commissioners and former chair of Detroit's Police Oversight Board, has resigned after being caught with a prostitute in his car by deputies. And so he has been forced to step down because of a little embarrassing here. And he's telling the media it was all just a big misunderstanding. The woman just jumped into my truck and I was trying to kick her out when the police pulled by. Yeah. Okay, we believe that one. Getting back to Sound of Freedom, it is surpassing the $50 million milestone. And remember, not a lot of theaters are showing it compared to, well, for example, the latest Indiana Jones movie, which is in twice as many theaters and not doing anywhere near as well. And unfortunately, I have not seen the film myself yet. There are no movie theaters in Santa Claus, and I haven't been able to find a theater within reasonable driving distance that's showing it. So Claire and I are going to wait for it to come out on a streaming service here. But, yeah, it right now, Sound of Freedom is the third most watched film in the U.S. as of last weekend. Alrighty, so let's do a roundup here of what the corporate media is trying to defend, okay? Child sex trafficking rings. That's why they're attacking Sound of Freedom. The White House becoming a crack house. Mutilating transgender surgeries on five-year-olds' bodies. Pornography in school libraries. Imprisoning political opponents. Chinese organ harvesting. I'm not sure how real that is, okay? And then, of course, they go on to, you know, the destruction of our food source. Racial bigotry against whites. The suppression of free and fair elections, censorship of free speech on social media, just in case you were wondering which side they are on. Now, over at CNN, Caitlin Collins, who made her name playing gadfly throughout former President Donald Trump's term in office, didn't do very well with her own show on CNN. SpongeBob SquarePants got better ratings than she did, so probably not going to be on CNN much longer. Okay, over in the world of Disney, They still are not learning from past disasters. They're doing a live-action remake of Snow White and the Seven Politically Correct Companions. The studio is releasing on-set photos. And, you know, the dwarves are now gone because, you know, they're concerned about stereotyping. And over on Game of Thrones, Peter Dinklage had criticized, you know, the exploitation. Well, actually, what he criticized was Disney not hiring little people to play the roles again. But Disney went with what they're calling magical creatures, okay? And they're coming in all shapes and sizes, and they cast a Latina actress as Snow White. Now, the Snow White story originated in Germany, and the name Snow White tells you the color of her skin. Well, that's not going to be in this live-action one. And, you know, I have no intention of seeing it. I've lost, you know, I've lost my affection for things that are Disney. I don't subscribe to the Disney. Well, actually, I do because I can get Star Wars on that. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. There is a report out that Disney has lost so much money on its last nine movies and TV shows, basically close to $1 billion, because they're marketing against the very people who pay to see what they produce. And, you know, as it turns out, diversity is not their strength. And as a result, Disney may be selling off the ABC network, its local stations, FX, Freeform, and their 50% stake in A&E Networks, because they're going to have to raise some cash to keep the stockholders happy at this particular point. All right, let's talk about COVID here. And yesterday we mentioned this. Mark Crispin Miller, who's an NYU professor, has been chronicling the sudden death and unexpected health events since the mRNA therapy shots started. And basically, athletes, people who are healthy, in good condition, we lost 1,310 in the last 2.5 years. 574 more were injured. Okay. Now, here is a very interesting situation. The Republican lawmakers released a document about the lab leak theory. And they forgot to remove the edits in the Adobe PDF. And if you have one of the professional level acrobats, you can reveal the edits. And the edits reveal hidden messages on the conspiracy to suppress the lab leak theory. And so, yeah, that little bit of a whoopsie there. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because there have been many occurrences of the government releasing a document and not making sure that hidden content was properly erased here. Okay. Democratic presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is scheduled to appear on Capitol Hill next week to address the issue of government censorship of free speech. And he'll provide testimony before the House Select Subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government. And it's controlled by Republicans and led by Representative Jim Jordan. Rented lips, rented lips, rented lips. The hearing, which is set for July 20th, will focus on the federal government's role in censoring Americans, the Missouri versus Biden case, and the collusion between big tech and government agencies to stifle speech, including letting Ukraine order the FBI to silence certain articles and certain accounts that were critical of Zelensky. Now, speaking of Zelensky, a Ukrainian general told CNN yesterday that Ukraine has received a shipment of U.S. cluster bombs, and General Oleksandr Tarnovsky said, "We just got them. We haven't used them yet, but they can radically change the situation on the battlefield." And the Biden administration is sending these cluster munitions in the form of 155-millimeter artillery shells as part of an $800 million weapons package. And they don't know how many have actually arrived in Ukraine, but they are in the pipeline. And eventually they will provide hundreds of thousands of rounds. These weapons are banned by the vast majority of countries on this planet because they are dangerous to non-combatants and civilians. I think I mentioned yesterday, over in Laos, they used cluster bombs during the Vietnam era, and people are still getting killed by them. So, or livestock, you know, cows will be out there grazing in the field. They'll step on one of these bomblets. It goes off and, you know, instant hamburger. Now, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has said that he believes the invasion of Ukraine has become a proxy war between the United States and Russia. In my opinion, it always was. And he claims that neocons in the White House have been pushing for such a war since 1997. In other words, he's going all the way back to the project for the new American century. And he says, there's no way that Ukraine can beat Russia in a war. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about events in Russia and Ukraine. And earlier today, a drone went down and exploded in the Russian city of Kurchatov, an industrial hub adjacent to the Kursk nuclear power plant. And fortunately, none of the residents were hurt. Critical facilities were not damaged. And, you know, I'm getting a little bit nervous about, you know, Zelensky is saying Russia's going to blow up the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. And now somebody's shooting drones at the Kursk nuclear power plant. And, you know, there was a loud explosion. There were photos of the parts of the drone on the ground. But it's escalating here. Now, the Russian armed forces launched a successful group strike with high-precision sea-based weapons at ammunition storage sites of the Ukrainian military. And this is from Russian Defense Ministry. Last night, the Russian armed forces launched a strike, and the aim of the strike has been achieved. All the designated facilities have been hit. Well, Russia really has been doing a bang-up, you'll pardon the pun here, a bang-up job of blowing up Western-supplied weapons before they reach the front lines. Okay? Now, at the NATO summit earlier this week, Ukraine won military aid pledges worth 1.5 billion euros, that's basically 1.6 billion U.S. dollars, in military aid for Kiev. And so he's got to be happy about that, even though he could not convince NATO to become directly involved in the war. But frankly, you know, I think if you're writing the check for the war, you're kind of involved here. All righty. Now, there's an interesting article here, came out of Zero Hedge, and it says that one of the reasons NATO did not want to invite Ukraine to come on in was the high level of corruption that is going on inside that country. I mean, Ukraine has had a very bad reputation for corruption going back years. And so Ursula von der Leyen, president of the European Commission, said that Ukraine has to implement further reforms, and if they do, then the European Union will come on in and support them. Now, according to a former Ukrainian government official and diplomat, Andriy Telezenko, basically, he says it was Biden's corruption that has led to Ukraine's destruction. And apparently it's tied in with that whole Burisma situation you know, the firing of that prosecutor that Biden actually bragged about. OK. And once again, we have another article where the Joe Biden administration has come out in opposition to Congress, creating an inspector general's office to oversee the transfer of weapons and money to the Ukrainian government. Okay, now the current version of the National Defense Authorization Act includes a provision to create an inspector general for the proxy war in Ukraine, modeled after the one that they have for the Afghan reconstruction. But Biden is saying, you know, no, we don't need an inspector general here. And he says, you know, it's some equipment ends up on the black market or the wrong hands is likely unavoidable. In other words, they're saying, yes, it's getting onto the black market. And hey, you know, we tried our best. We meant well. Now, the Western mainstream media is very enthusiastic about Sweden joining NATO and consequently making the country's Baltic coast a zone of control for the alliance. And analysts are saying that they've made the Baltic Sea a NATO lake. And that is not going to sit very, very well with the Russian government here. And Zelensky is still out there whining about NATO not willing to, you know, set a date and an invitation to Ukraine and to get involved in the Ukraine war, which would almost certainly trigger a full-scale global war, inevitably leading to the use of nuclear weapons. And so Zelensky put this rambling statement on Twitter, says it's unprecedented and absurd when a time frame is not set either for the invitation or for Ukraine's membership. But again, NATO's own rules say that no nation can be brought into the alliance if there is a conflict over a border currently ongoing. You know, they don't want to invite in a country that's already at war, and that would cause all kinds of problems. Now, Sven von Storch, this is in the Gateway Pundit, is saying that Putin has effectively called Joe Biden's bluff, and it is time to negotiate an end to the war. And I would like to see that happen. But there are so many war hawks out there saying, yes, we will prevail. And, you know, Mike Pence was making that very clear when he was interviewed by Tucker Carlson. You know, we've got to keep on sending weapons to Ukraine. And, you know, no matter how much it bankrupts the American people. Meanwhile, Biden yesterday called the U.S. Nordic summit very productive and vowed to protect every inch of NATO territory, including Finland. And that may be the reason they called up all those reservists the other day here. All righty, we are coming up on a commercial break here, and we're going to come on back with more news after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back, to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tehi Bo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about events in Ukraine and Russia. And people are starting to ask, how is this all going to end? And there are basically three scenarios. The most likely one at this point is that Russia will eventually conquer Ukraine in a long, bloody struggle that's going to go on for several more years. And the fact is that Russia has a much larger population and military, which grants them an advantage in the fighting. Now, the second might be a frozen conflict roughly along the current battle lines, which would end with an armistice rather than a formal peace treaty, kind of along the lines of North and South Korea, which are still technically in a state of war. And the least likely outcome would be a definitive victory by Ukraine, given Russia's logistical advantages. And yet Biden and NATO have embraced this unrealistic objective. And, of course, there is a fourth possibility that the war will expand into Europe and become a World War III, which will inevitably result in the use of weapons of mass destruction, possibly nuclear, possibly biological. I mean, look at all those biological weapon laboratories the U.S. has been funding all over the world, like Wuhan, China, and several in Ukraine. So, anyway, now, over at Politico, they have these 46 foreign policy experts who signed an open letter calling for more arms shipments to Ukraine. It was published in Politico, but Politico failed to mention that nearly half of the signers have ties to the defense industry, which is an obvious conflict of interest. And so, yeah, everybody is pushing for more war. they probably have stock in the defense contractors or other financial ties. You know, the money is driving this thing along. And, of course, the defense contractors would love a new Cold War, because during the first one, which I remember vividly, they soaked the American people for tons and tons of money to build all kinds of weapons, some of which were actually pretty bad failures. And, you know, hardly any of them actually got used, thank goodness, here. Okay, so, anyway, right now, half of the Russian strategic missile divisions now have hypersonic missiles in response to the escalation by the United States. And people are saying, how did we fall so far behind Russia, not to mention China, in hypersonic weapons? Not too long ago, the Air Force had to cancel their hypersonic missile program because it kept failing during the testing. And you don't want to have a weapon that's not going to work when you need it here. So half of all Russian strategic missile divisions have been rearmed with hypersonic missiles. We don't know what kind of warheads they are carrying. That obviously would be an issue of concern. And so, yeah, they're everybody's getting ready for a big one here. Now, there's an article here that came on out of Zero Hedge, you know, asking, is Ukraine still a thing for Americans? And yes, there's a brutal and tragic war going on there, but do Americans care? You know, because after all, attention spans are short, and we've already moved on to stories about political scandals in the White House, cocaine in the White House, the next election, and so forth and so on. And the fact is, I think a lot of Americans do care about Ukraine, but not in the way the war hawks would like. I think more and more Americans are very concerned at the dangers, okay? But let's stipulate for a moment that Americans really aren't all that concerned about what's going on in Ukraine. When the draft comes back, then everyone is going to care, okay? And you're going to scream, you're going to see all these women screaming about gender equality, all of a sudden realizing they could be drafted, and they're probably going to, you know, go back to wearing dresses and saying, "No, I'm not draftable here." So that'll be kind of fun to watch them running around and screaming about that here. Now, getting on back to these really terrible weapons the U.S. is sending to Ukraine. There's the cluster bombs we mentioned earlier in the show. There's the mustard gas, also known as phosgene. That is really nasty stuff. And I have, you know, my maternal grandfather lost a lung to German mustard gas in World War I. And then there's the depleted uranium weapons. And over in Kosovo, You know, they're saying that the war that was fought there that used depleted uranium munitions has resulted in a dramatic increase in cancers in the population. So we went in to save Kosovo, and we cursed them all with serious medical problems here. And the rationale for depleted uranium is officially that depleted uranium is much denser than regular lead munitions and therefore carries more kinetic energy to the targets. Personally, I think the U.S. is trying to make our nuclear waste problem somebody else's nuclear waste problem. And either one is going to be bad for the country involved here. All righty. Now, over in France, they're celebrating Bastille Day. And France, the government was so concerned after the recent riots, they deployed 130,000 officers to make sure that the street rallies, you know, stayed peaceful. And hopefully it was peaceful. So, all righty. Over in Kenya, they're having riots in the streets, and they're anti-government protests. And basically, they're protesting, because of recent tax increases and the rising cost of living. Of course, we here in America couldn't possibly identify with either one of those concerns. So, but the second time in less than a week, protests have erupted in Nairobi and other major cities in Kenya, bringing businesses to a standstill and causing disruptions around the country. And apparently, police killed 6 people. 10 others were taken to hospitals, and, they said these people were disrupting businesses without any further details on that. Okay, now, Iran is moving into Africa. Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi wrapped up a 3-country African tour by signing agreements with Zimbabwe. And Zimbabwean President Emerson, I can't even pronounce that one, Mnangagwa, M-N-A-N-G-A-G-W-A, greeted Raisi as my brother, and they had people holding welcome banners, and many of them from the Muslim community. And so it was a good time, and they signed some agreements. We're not exactly sure what the agreements are. It's probably going to be trade, we hope, and not military cooperation. Over in Israel, legal experts have been looking at Israel's military operation in Jenin that took place earlier this month, which killed 12 Palestinians and wounded 100 others, and said it fits into the parameters of war crimes under the Geneva Conventions. And, you know, the Geneva Conventions include as war crimes during occupation, which Israel is occupying the Palestinian lands, willful killings, willfully causing great suffering to an occupied population, extensive destruction of property, not justified by military necessity. Now, actually, I need to do a quick web search, because it just occurred to me that I don't know if Israel and Geneva Accords. Okay, and okay, Israel did sign and ratify the Geneva Conventions back in 1951. They have not signed or ratified the 1907 Hague Regulations, but the Israeli High Court found that the Hague Regulations are part of customary international law and therefore binding on all states. So theoretically, the government of Israel could be charged at the Hague for war crimes against the people of Palestine. Over in China, a U.S. Navy spy plane flew over the Taiwan Strait yesterday as China's People's Liberation Army was conducting drills to the south of Taiwan. The U.S. Navy's 7th Fleet announced the flight of the Navy P-8A Poseidon, and Taiwan's defense minister said the plane flew on the south side of the median line, an unofficial barrier that separates the two sides of the Taiwan Strait. China said it tracked the aircraft and accused the U.S. of hyping the incident. Now, North Korea's ambassador is blaming the United States for the increasing regional tensions. He actually went up to the United Nations Security Council, and he said that the U.S. is driving the situation in Northeast Asia to the brink of nuclear war. And so There is a concern there. Now, Kim Song told the council that Wednesday's test flight of the developmental Hwasong-18 missile was a legitimate exercise of the North's right to self-defense. He said the U.S. was raising regional tensions with nuclear threats and deploying a nuclear-powered submarine to South Korea for the first time in 14 years. Okay. So, anyway, the U.S. is ramping up spending, your money again, diplomatic personnel at new Pacific Island embassies. The U.S. is staking their claim on these islands of the Pacific, getting ready for some island hopping, should there be a war in the Pacific. And apparently each new embassy will need $3.3 million a year to cover upkeep and operating costs. And they're starting up with a fund of $10 million to get the ball rolling here. All right, let's talk about the economy here. And there are concerns being voiced in Washington, D.C., that property values may plummet because of the crack house on Pennsylvania Avenue. Maybe. I don't know. It's just a rumor. So anyway, now we have been talking about the reckless spending going on by the Biden administration ever since they got that deal to basically ignore the debt ceiling. And the federal deficit has nearly tripled, okay, in the first 9 months of the fiscal year. And this is going to, you know, this is going to raise concerns about the country's rising debt levels. And the Treasury Department said the budget gap from October through June was nearly $1.4 trillion. That is a 170% increase from the same period a year earlier. Okay, now the federal government operates under a fiscal year that begins on October 1st. So the shortfall adds to an already large federal debt estimated at more than $32 trillion. And the interest on that debt is becoming a larger and larger burden on the budget. And interest payments over the last 9 months reached $652 billion. And they're not even trying to pay down the principal. They're just constantly shoving money at the Federal Reserve, you know, in exchange for this all this ink and paper, numbers in a computer here. Okay, over at Global Research, they're talking about how central banks are now starting to hoard gold after Russian assets overseas were frozen, okay, because of the special military operation in Ukraine. And so sovereign investors are now preferring to hoard physical gold over derivatives or equity indexes. And, of course, with economies in decline around the world, get out of the derivatives as quickly as you can. Those are weapons of monetary destruction when the economy is going bad. Okay. Now, here is something kind of interesting. There is a cryptocurrency wallet associated with the United States Department of Justice, and it moved approximately 9,800 bitcoins worth around $299 million in a series of transactions back on the 12th. And it's unclear whether the transactions, which appear to have ultimately propagated to at least 101 new wallets, were sent to exchange addresses for sale or remain in the custody of the Justice Department. So it looks like somebody may be playing funny with assets at this particular point. All right, now you probably have already seen this in the news, but the Writers Guild of America has gone on strike in Hollywood. I remember in season 3 of Lost, there was a writer's strike that basically cut the season in half. But apparently SAG and AFTRA are joining the screenwriters on strike. So there is going to be no production until the strike is settled and the contracts are signed here, which means no more woke entertainment for a couple of months at least. We can all take a deep breath and go back to quality entertainment over, you know, Turner Classic Movies or something like that. Meanwhile, there is a threatened strike at the United Parcel Service, and it could be one of the costliest in at least a century, topping $7 billion for a 10-day work stoppage. UPS is big, big business here. And the estimate is from Michigan-based Anderson Economic Group. It includes UPS customer losses of $4 billion and lost direct wages of more than $1 billion. A 15-day UPS strike in 1997 disrupted the supply of goods, cost the world's biggest parcel delivery firm $850 million, and sent customers to rivals like FedEx. Okay. Now, let's talk about immigration, the border, and all that stuff here. I saw a really good quote on Twitter, and it said, "Let's have the illegal immigrants hunt down the sex offenders for a chance at citizenship. We'll call it aliens versus predators." Okay. Now, there is a reason that we are seeing an endless flood of illegal aliens coming into our country, and they don't really seem to be happy here. I mean, let's just pick one group at random, the Muslims. They don't like bikinis, they don't like Christians, they don't like all kinds of stuff. And yet they keep on coming here, and you have to wonder why, if they really don't like the place, why are they coming here? Well, it's because liberals are offering them all kinds of handouts. Okay? Democrats have promised illegals the moon, and they are getting a bunch of free stuff that you pay for. And this is at a time when we have legal American citizens living on the streets of major cities. And we're talking a lot of them. Okay? And this gets back to that comment by Mike Pence. You know, the country isn't my concern. Obviously not. So apparently never mind the fact that this is illegal under federal law. Under Title VIII, you cannot give things to illegal immigrants. You cannot house them. You cannot transport them. You certainly are not supposed to be able to hire them. These are all violations of Title VIII, and yet it continues to go on. And apparently, the GOP Senate is out there saying it's time to turn off this tap of money because this is what's luring these immigrants to this country. And once they get here, we're getting MS-13, we're getting fentanyl, we're getting child trafficking, human trafficking, and it's destroying our country from within. It really is. And if you look at the number of these illegal immigrants who are criminals in their own land, and maybe they're fleeing prosecution, we had that story we mentioned yesterday about this illegal immigrant who had a long criminal record of sex crimes in his home country, was still allowed to enter the United States and proceeded to rape a young girl. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't be.
Welcome back to our show here, and Tucker Carlson is on a roll right now. He suggested the U.S. should stop funding the Pentagon for refusing to defend the United States from the invasion along the southern border. And then he followed up by saying, why aren't we calling up reservists to defend the border instead of sending them to Eastern Europe? And those are very, very good ideas in my mind here. Now, Representative Matt Gaetz is out there with a message, don't Haiti my Florida. And basically, you know, there's another invasion going on in Florida that's not really being talked about. And Matt Gaetz paid a visit to the Coast Guard, keeping Florida safe from illegal immigration and drug traffickers. And they gave him a briefing and an aerial tour. And basically, he was stunned by the number of Haitian immigrants coming into the country through Florida. And between January and May of this year, CBP encountered 23,490 illegal Haitians in its Florida sector. In comparison, in fiscal years 2020, 2021, and 2022 combined, CBP encountered just 1,479 in its sector. Now, the Coast Guard routinely interdicts Haitians on the ocean attempting to reach Florida through the Florida Straits as well as the Bimini and Bahamian passageways. So, yeah, this is insane. This is absolutely insane is what's going on here. Okay, now there was a story a while back about this Tennessee soccer coach who was arrested for drugging and raping multiple children, 56-year-old Camilo Hurtado Campos, and apparently he actually made recordings of these crimes, and it turns out he's an illegal immigrant. And why can we not keep people like this out of the country? I mean, They're letting anybody in. MS-13 gang members, drug runners. It's just insane here. And apparently this whole thing was exposed when Campos left his cell phone at a restaurant and the employees discovered it and they were trying to identify and return the phone to its owner. And then they discovered the recordings and notified law enforcement. Okay, and three illegal immigrants were arrested in Idaho near a Target store with over $2,500 in stolen goods. So, anyway. Now, Senators Vance Hawley blasts the Biden administration plan to extend Medicaid to some illegal immigrants. And there are legal American citizens who cannot get Medicaid right now. This government is really treating the illegal immigrants better than it treats its own citizens. And I find that absolutely unacceptable. I really, really do. And apparently, Biden is going to open Obamacare to illegal aliens. Meanwhile, we've got 25 million Americans who have no health insurance whatsoever. I mean, Mike Pence is right. They don't care about this country. It's not their concern. Okay. All right, there's the music. It's time for a station break. And we're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to the Freedom Times today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to the show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Getting into this whole transgender nonsense, and that's really what it is, okay? Apparently, West Virginia officials have filed a legal motion asking a court to reinstate a state law that blocked males from participating on female sports teams, saying that one boy who identified as a girl had displaced 100 female track and field athletes. And the attorneys for the state of West Virginia and the Alliance Defending Freedom filed a motion with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit, asking the court to suspend an injunction that has partially blocked a law restricting athletic team participation on sports teams by sex. The sex determined by your genes, of course, here. And it says, according to ADF Senior Counsel Christiana Kiefer, when you ignore biological reality and allow males to compete on girls' sports team, girls are harmed and denied athletic opportunities even in middle school. They're also losing scholarships. You know, these transgender males, you know, are winning the scholarships that should have gone to a biological female athlete. And the motion comes after an injunction was placed against the 2021 law after Becky Pepper Jackson, a 12-year-old male who identifies as a female, and the American Civil Liberties Union sued, saying that the law violated the 14th Amendment. And I think they're abusing the 14th Amendment there. Okay, so 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What isn't on my mind, dear, other than thinking that Tom in Florida is having repeat deja vu every minute of the blooming day. I feel for that guy. I really do. I mean, I can only imagine what people in Florida are going through, having people come in illegally and all that stuff. It's ridiculous. But I feel for him experiencing nonstop deja vu. But anyway, aside from that, you know, I have to admit that was a good funny, aliens versus, predators or whatever the case is.
Yeah, even Claire laughed on me, back in her office there.
Yeah, I can't, hey, go for it, gal. that was humorous. And hats off to whoever came up with that one, for that matter, because it actually kind of a spinoff of the, film series or whatever the case was, which was, I don't think so. I'm not dishing money after that. I can turn on the boob tube and get murder, torture, you name it, bloodshed.
And a fashion show.
Yeah, huh?
I said, well, you know, when you turn on the news, you get death, grief, sorrow, murder, and a fashion show.
Well, that's
your standard
that's
corporate
well
news
put,
lineup.
Yes. That's well put, yeah, in a fashion show. The question is, how high up the skirt is cut?
Okay. Gotcha.
The only thing they're missing is having the fellas not dressed in a suit, but in a tank top is low cut and shorts that are like way too tight. That kind of puts you in mind of spandex. But anyway.
Yeah, I can see. Listen, there was another interesting news story. Dylan Mulvaney is back from Peru. Apparently she wasn't that afraid. So she's back in the U.S. and she basically came on out wearing this very transparent dress that revealed parts of her anatomy. And it was really kind of weird because the newspaper had pixelated the nipples. And I was just wondering, why are they blurring the nipples on a guy?
You know, that's an oxymoron if I've ever heard one. And
two, yeah.
Why are you calling Dylan Mulvaney a gal for? Because he's a dude. Unless he has a vagina between the legs, he's still a dude. I mean, come on. I don't care how pretty.
Well, you know, surgically they can fake that kind of stuff, but it all goes back to the DNA. You know, your sex, your gender is determined by the DNA.
I'll give you that to a certain extent. Of course, DNA is, there are questions about that, but oh, more or less. But anyway, enough about Mr. Dylan. But, oh gosh, what a start to a weekend. God, gosh. But anyway, meanwhile, I'll have an olive with, it's not rainbow, with my margarita, and it'll be green one. So with that, have a fun weekend and stay comfortable.
All right, same to you, and we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, if you want to find good movies, you know, rare movies, go to alibris.com, alibris.com. And,
okay.
Basically, they have a catalog there, and they have price books throughout the U.S. and other resellers. You can find some good stuff there. Yesterday, I received In the Shadow of the Moon that was made, I think it was 2012, basically interviews with the Apollo pilots.
Yeah, I saw that. I really did like it. And another caller a while back said there's another movie called The Shadow of the Moon that it is completely different. But, you know, obviously with my background, I love movies about space exploration and Apollo and, you know, all that stuff. Voyager, Viking, Perseverance, Curiosity. I love the movie The Martian. You know, that really came across as very real.
Which one was it with John Lithgow where they went to Saturn, I think it was, and then they had to depart the spacecraft, and they're like walking a tightrope over the...
You know, I think I missed that one, and, you know, because I am a science fiction fan, but, you know, I don't really have a lot of time to watch TV these days.
I got it. The reason I'm calling is Mike Collins, when they asked him, you know, what was it like being in a capsule while the other two were down below? And he said, well, you know, I looked at the Earth and there's 3 billion people over there and then me. And then over on the other side, who knows what's over there, you know? And it struck me that 3 billion people, well, now it's 8 billion people.
Yeah. The population is definitely booming.
And it's only going to go higher and higher and higher now. I'm afraid that, you know, Earth is going to become an Easter Island, you know.
Yeah, I know how that ended.
All this money we spent on war, and even, you know, this India just sent up this probe in the moon. You know, I think it's more for prestige than anything else. They got a huge problem at home, and it's called overpopulation. Like, maybe they could pay these people a stipend. They're like, oh, you have one or two children? Well, you know, we offer you $1,000 to get your tubes tied or the same.
They actually did that in China a couple of decades ago, and it was, you know, criticized around the world. I know there's a population problem, yeah, and there always will be, because sex is a lot more fun than dying. And it's very troubling to see all these ultra-rich billionaires out there saying, well, we need to get rid of, you know, most of the human race, you know, so the planet is livable for us. And I remember that was part of the storyline of Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six, which, despite, you know, the name, until you find out what the name is supposed to represent. But it was a very, very good story. I'm a big Tom Clancy fan when he was doing all the writing himself.
Yeah, I read that one too, yeah. And he had like a selected people to go up into space, and he had to depopulate the Earth and then repopulate it.
No, like, that's not Rainbow Six. That's something else.
That's not Rainbow? Oh,
no.
Okay. And Cave, maybe? I don't know, something like that. I only read it when it came out. That's been, what, 20, 30 years ago?
Yeah, probably.
But, but it's a big issue, and no one was talking about it. And then we throw this religion, you know, these things like, oh, there's plenty of room on the Earth. Just fly over Arizona and the desert. You see all this land. Well, it takes more than land. All you got to do is raise animals in a clutch or something, or in a cage. Eventually, they'll overpopulate. They'll get sick. It's just common sense to me, but it's never going to be solved, I don't think. We're just too narrow-minded, and it's against our basic instincts of self-preservation. I'm not saying kill everybody like the Georgia Guidestones, but, you know, make an effort to plateau the damn curve. You know what I mean?
That may be part of this whole transgender thing, is to basically make, sterilization trendy and fashionable and hip.
Well, you're destroying the human mind along with doing that.
They think we're too smart anyway. We ask embarrassing questions.
All right. Have a good weekend.
All right. Same to you. And we're going to go to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Michael. Well, first and foremost, I told you on Wednesday, I think, that I was going to go and see the movie Sound of Freedom.
Yeah.
I had taken my wife and mother and father-in-law to go and see this. Have a day outing. I really think that the movie was very good. I mean, despite it having a sad topic and things like that, it was actually made pretty well. You guys who hate liberals and all that stuff, man, you know, you're going to see, dude, that these characters that they have for pedophiles and all that stuff, man, they're right out of central casting, baby. And all that stuff. They look like your leftist neighbor, dude, next door, dude, big time. But long story short, go see this movie this weekend. And then there's a little part, you know, towards the end of the movie where it's a special message where, you know, Caviezel talks to the audience, dude, about the movie. And it allows you to donate, you know, like use your phone and pay forward somebody to see it free. And I paid for probably about 5 people to see it for free in my local
area.
Yeah,
a lot of people apparently did that. You can go to the Angel Studios website and actually get free tickets now.
Yep. And so basically, you know, if you can find it in your area, you know, you can get the free tickets. And basically this movie was very good, you know, considering the fact that, you know, if you're the type of, you know, staunch, you know, American person, you know, who doesn't want to see smut and all that stuff, this movie has a PG rating. And,
yes.
And it's graphic enough, you know, for your kids to get an understanding, you know, of what's happening. But it doesn't show, you know, the total violence. There is action scenes, like, in the movie. I don't want to spoil the movie.
No, don't do any spoilers, please.
But in all reality, I thought it was a very good film. And, you know, to get on to another subject, you know, I'm calling because, you know, you're starting to see, you know, like RFK, you know, on Fox News and things like that. I mean, if the right is the only, you know, faction of the country, dude, that's giving him any play and any TV time and any national exposure, you know, he's doing us a disservice by staying as a Democrat, dude. I'm sorry. You know, I look at, you know, this whole situation, you know, when you look at, you know, the last, you know, 10, 15 years, and then from me actually being a reformed liberal, dude, you know, I sit here and I look at this and I'm like, I don't want to give these people, dude, a way out, dude, or anything like that. I mean, yeah, I understand, dude, where some of these callers, especially the people that were listening to the Dankoff report and all that stuff, dude, were sitting there talking about, you know, supporting him during the Democrat general election and all that stuff, man. Because I just see, dude, that there is nobody, dude, on their bench. They got to either come full tyranny or they're going to sit here and they're going to have a come-to-Jesus moment, dude, and they're going to use, you know, Robert F. Kennedy to be the savior of their dead party. And I'm sorry, I just don't feel, you know, that they should get any, they shouldn't have the White House anymore. They shouldn't have the majority of any state house or anything like that. I mean, the way in which, dude, that they carried themselves, where they sat here and created laws, dude, that you know, don't protect the American people, that sit here and steal money from us, you know, and basically, dude, their way of life, dude, is just so repulsive, dude. You know, when you sit here and you look at these people, you know, you sit here and you go into your little liberal area of your downtown and all that stuff, and these people are unhealthy looking, you know, and they just look disgusting. I mean, the girls, dude, are ratty, dude, and trashy, dude, you know, with their all multicolored hair, and I'm a good white ally and all that stuff, man. You know, just total traitors, dude, to any of your ethnicities because they've been brainwashed so hard. I mean, do we really need to dip this in the bud in this next coming up election, dude? Because we can't let this part of our society, you know, become the majority. We just can't. And all that stuff.
Well, you know, there's going to be a lot of election fraud next year, probably even worse than we saw in 2020. And,
I look at it like this, dude. I'll go and vote in my former state of Wisconsin, dude, if it means, dude, that we still have, you know, a freedom and all that stuff. I'm almost at that point. Because if people are going to do that, then I'm going to do this too. I mean, because realistically, dude, we can't have Biden in there another 4 years. We can't have Big Mike or Gavin Newsom. We can't have any of Gruesome Newsom. We can't have any of these people, dude, who have thoroughly wrecked, you know, our country. I mean, California is gone, dude. I mean, without any, you know, reparation or anything like that, man. There's nothing, dude, that we could do, dude, to bring this back, dude, or anything like that, man. I mean, it's just a total, you know, border town civilization, you know, Mad Max freaking future, dude, where no cash bail and all of these things, dude, are just bringing out, dude, the worst elements of our society. People who have lost hope, and even people, dude, that are on the fringe, dude, that are, you know, deciding whether or not, dude, to be good or bad every day, will sit here and have to make choices, dude, that are bad just to do things that are good. And this whole, you know, pitch, dude, for like the arch, you know, not necessarily the villain, but we live in a society, dude, where they're normalizing, you know, villains and stuff like that. I mean, you know, this movie that I had seen, you know, over the weekend, just recently, you know, just sits here and makes you see how sick, dude, these freaking people are, man. I mean, they couldn't have casted, you know, better people, dude, to play pedophiles and to sit here and play, you know, child smugglers and stuff like that. I mean, you're going to be thoroughly impressed, dude, when you seriously look, you know, you look past the acting and you look at the people, dude, that they decided, dude, to characterize and cast. I mean, they have the look, they have the despondent pedophile look, they got all of that stuff, man. I mean, it, dude, is just awesome. And, you know, if you didn't get nothing going on and you want to sit here and put your money, dude, you know, in something, dude, that'll not only educate you, but also will sit here and help your kids, dude, with stranger danger and all that stuff in a way in which, dude, that isn't graphic, that's appropriate for your, you know, children to see and learn, you know, this parable and monumental, you know, idea, dude, that, you know, you have to sit here and realize, dude, that you have to be smart. I mean, because this movie also taught, you know, everybody, because everybody thinks, dude, that Jim Caviezel's the hero. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to spoil it. He's not. And all that stuff. You're going to see what's going on. I'm not going to say what it is, but you'll find out.
Yeah, don't spoil it for the people who haven't seen the film yet, which includes Claire and I here. Anyway, Marco, I've given you a good chunk of time, and the phone lines are filled up right now. So thank you for the call. I'm going to let you go now, and we're going to go to Tom in Florida. And, Tom, I may have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, my God. Another guy, Marco, right on call. Listen, Mike, here's what's on my mind. You know, we got this bumbling buffoonery basement Biden. That's his name. Trump should run ads from now on until 24. Basement Biden. That's what Trump needs to run his ads. I hope somebody's listening to me. Basement Biden, the bumbling buffoon. By the way, Mike, they have a video of him yesterday sniffing some girls' hair. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. You know, that's not how you approach small children. You know, you treat them with respect. You keep your distance. You know, you talk with them. You engage with them. And yeah, it's creepy to watch this guy with small children.
It's disgusting, Mike. It's disgusting. But you know, Mike, here's what I want to call. Before I go to France, I want to talk about France. But before I go to France, Mike, have you been talking lately on your show about what's going on in the Pentagon with the $6 billion they can't find for the Afghanistan withdrawal? Where's that $6 billion at, Mike? $6 billion.
That's probably in several pockets by now. I mean, the Pentagon has failed the last five audits. And, you know, the Congress is starting to say, look, we're not going to give you any more money if you can't tell us where the money is actually going. And probably, you know, some of it's going to so-called black project, black projects. And it gets laundered through other government agencies, like the money for the Wuhan lab, money for the Ukrainian biological weapons labs. And, it's amazing here.
Well, Mike, they can't even find out who brought the cocaine in the Pentagon. I mean, the White House. They know who brought that cocaine in that White House.
Of course they know who it was.
By the way,
this just came out today. The Secret Service, which has closed the investigation into the cocaine, did not interview a single person. They didn't go to Hunter and say, is this yours? They didn't go to Joe and say, is this yours? They just said, well, no, we couldn't get reliable DNA, and the fingerprints were all smudged, and, you know, we'll never know who did it. And now we're finding out that illegal drugs have been found in the White House, you know, prior to this.
Mike, here's what the problem is. Cocaine only stays in your system for 4 days. Marijuana,
yeah.
They get a drug tested. Everybody, when they found out marijuana, marijuana is 30 days in your system. They get a drug tested. Joe Biden, his son Hunter, and everybody that came to that White House on that long. Everyone, they had 30 days to find out who had marijuana in their system. Cocaine's a little different, Mike, because cocaine's only in your system for 4 days. So cocaine will be already out of their system. So here's the problem. These people are no good.
Not
everyone
if they're habitual users, you know, and that's why the fingers, right. You know, back to Hunter. Oh, listen, Tom, stay on the line. Got to put you on hold. We'll be right back.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombi detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show. And before we go back to Tom there, there's a breaking news story right now. The Fifth Circuit just granted a stay on the injunction in Missouri versus Biden against federal agencies telling big tech who to censor. So with this decision by the Fifth Circuit, the government can go on back to telling social media to silence certain articles and certain people. So, you know, tyranny is the law of the land once again. All right, so Tom, just sort of pick up where you left off.
Well, yeah, my God, to RBN listeners, don't forget to get your Liberty stickers. Okay, here's what I got to talk about. By the way, I hope somebody from Maryland calls in and find out. Let's go. Mike, I heard Baltimore is the third largest murder capital in the United States after Chicago and I think it was Philadelphia. I think Baltimore's number three. I saw that, and they had a big shooting in Maryland, I guess, yesterday or today, this morning. I don't know. Maybe somebody call in and talk about that. But yeah, Mike, and I want to talk about France now. Did you see the latest, Mike, about there's an election right now from Le Pen would have run against Macron? You'd be beaten by 11%. It was all over the news.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, you know, the French people have had it with Macron and his policies, very liberal policies. And, of course, there's always the problem of election fraud. It's hardly unique to the United States of America, but they really do like Marine Le Pen.
Well, yeah, Mike, because the main reason is they had a panel all through Europe, and maybe Sebastian from Sweden will call in and give us a lowdown. And I hope he does. He's a great call. Mike, they're talking about in Europe right now, the Europeans are, white Europeans are getting so fed up with all these, Muslims and Africans, these black Africans are coming in there, and they're just wiping out these, European countries. Look what they're doing in France. France had over, 1,300 buildings destroyed. It's almost 6,800 cars burnt up. I mean, Mike, these people are coming here, and they have enclaves that the cops are even afraid to go into. They have the special SWAT teams to go into these funny neighborhoods. In France, you know,
yes.
I guess all of Europe. What is going on? I mean, this is nuts. Are these white Europeans suicidal? And by the way, Mike, they have a great movie coming out. Everybody should go see about Napoleon. You see that the trailer for that movie? I forgot the name of it.
Not yet, but I'll definitely take a look.
River Phoenix. What's the Phoenix brother? What's the Phoenix brother that did Gladiator?
Joachim Phoenix, yes.
Yeah, he plays Napoleon. It's supposed to be a great, and I saw the trailer, it looks great. It looks great. It looks like a great movie that's coming out, about the French Revolution and Marie Antoinette and all that. So I'm gonna watch that. I can't wait to come to the theater, or, you know, I'll see it out here, I don't care. But, yeah, Mike, I just wanted to bring up the people in France and all over Europe are getting set up. The white Europeans are really starting to rally, and I think they're really realizing this is a Jewish problem caused on Europe that the Jews are allowing, like guys like Alex Soros, George Soros, to fund all this nonsense, all these the flood Europe with all these different cultures, and people like George Soros are financing this, and his son Alex. They're not allowed in Hungary.
I got to tell you, in all honesty, you know, looking at the amount of money that is going out from the Soros foundations, you know, yes, he's a billionaire, but he's not that rich, and I think the Soros organizations are actually a front for some other organization, possibly the CIA, and they go to George Soros and say, we're going to give you some money, and you're going to spend it on this, and Soros says, sure, why not?
I totally agree with that, Mike, totally. You're absolutely right. He's just a front, the fall guy for what's really going on. I don't know if it's black water or whatever, rock water or whatever. Who knows? But there's so much nonsense going on, Mike, like within Europe, France, burning up the whole, all these cities in France, buildings like BLM was doing here in the United States.
A lot of churches are getting set on fire in France right now.
Well, they said the cathedral Notre Dame on fire, didn't they, Mike? I think that was terrorism.
Well, I'm talking about more recently, there's like it been an epidemic of arsons against Christian and Catholic churches all across France.
Absolutely. And it's only going to get worse, Mike. It's only going to get a lot worse. And look what's happened here in the United States. Nobody really got punched. BLM, Antifa, burning up cities. But they want to arrest all these January 6 people who didn't know how to do nothing. Nobody got hurt in that. There was no insurrection. There was no guns or nothing like that. That was all a lie. That wasn't a revolution. The revolution when people actually pick up arms against the government. There was none of that there. That was a big scam. It was a filthy lie. Filthy lie. What they did, just like the COVID-19 was a filthy lie. The whole thing is a giant cabal. And Soros and that, I agree with what you said, Mike, that you're using him as a front. And Alex Soros. However, Mike, Alex Soros has been in that White House with Joe Biden, I saw 22 times in the
Since
January? Is that correct? 22. So why would he go there to the White House 22 times, Mike? Maybe it was his cocaine.
Get his share of the cocaine, I guess. I don't know.
He might be the linchpin where that hand grenade is going to be pulled. The pin is going to be pulled out of the grenade. But we'll see what happens, Mike. It's all discombobulated nonsense. And like I said, have a great weekend, you and your family.
Well, before you go, I wanted to correct you on the issue of the cocaine being out of your body in 4 days. That may be true, but it's also recorded in your hair. And so they could have taken Hunter and run it through the appropriate lab tests and found cocaine. That's how they figured out that Napoleon was poisoned, because it left traces in his hair. All right, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilo Ji literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilo Ji has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want
to
be a
pirate. And welcome back to our show here. And a little update on that story about the Fifth Circuit putting a stay on the Missouri versus Biden case. Apparently, it's only temporary while the appeals court considers an appeal that was filed by the Biden administration. So we'll see what's going to happen on that one. Okay, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I've got a little good news.
Good.
Black Lives Matter has filed for bankruptcy. And you realize the first year they were in existence, they received $90 million in donations.
I wonder where all that money went.
I guess there's quite a few mansions. People have mansions.
That one founder of Black Lives Matter bought several pieces of real estate with the donated money.
That's right. I'm still mad at Mary Beer of GM. She had given $10 million to Black Lives Matter. Hope she's happy that it went to nothing. They're supposed to give some to charity. They gave hardly anything.
Just amazing.
Yeah. But at least we're rid of them right now, so.
Yeah, there'll be another group coming along causing more damage.
And people will be just as stupid and give them money, you know?
Well, I don't think they were being stupid. I mean, there have been many cases in the past, and I'm not going to name names here, where racial activists will solicit donations from companies with the promise that those companies will not be targeted by protests and riots. And so these companies that were donating to Black Lives Matter were to keep Black Lives Matter from setting fire to their building, basically.
They're shakedowns. Jesse Jackson.
Shakedown operation.
Shakedown artist. That's right. Well, people got to get smarter.
Well, you know, that's why I run my website and do this radio show to try and educate the public. And, you know, the public is starting to wake up. And, you know, this fight over the government being able to censor us in complete violation of the First Amendment, I might add, you know, to me, that's a sign of panic. They're really, really scared that they have lost control over the minds of Americans.
I love it. That's great. That's good. Got to keep it going.
You know, as long as I can.
There's still dumb people out there like my sister.
Yeah, well, there's going to be a few that you know, they don't want to admit that they were fooled. They don't want to admit how bad things are, because then they're going to have to decide if they're going to do something about it. And if they don't do something about it, then they have to surrender a big part of their self-image that says, you know, I would stand for justice and, you know, honesty and so forth. And they're going to say, oh, I'm going to go along with it. Yes, it's corrupt and it's evil and it's tyrannical, and I'm just going to go along with it. You know, like the good German mentality during the Nazi era, which didn't really work because they wound up losing their country anyway.
Right. Well, thanks for taking my call, Mike.
You've got it here.
I don't want to waste your airtime like a lot of other callers do.
Well, you know, air is cheap. What can I tell you? Anyway, thank you very much for the phone. Thank you for the phone call, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, two things I just wanted to cover. Let me throw them out there. Do you remember when Randy Quaid, the brother of Dennis Quaid, the actor, he was in quite a few comedies with Chevy Chase and
yes.
A couple others. You remember when he quit Hollywood? I think he moved either to Canada or Minnesota or Wisconsin.
Yeah, he's up in Canada because he got into some legal trouble, is the story that I heard about.
Okay, well, I remember him making a comment about the Actors Guild and everything else like that. I wonder if he had a pre-thought about what was going on as far as pedophilia.
Well, you know, the fact is, at least when I worked in Hollywood, there was a lot of talk, and it was kind of like, well, this is just part of the Hollywood culture. And but apparently it's gone completely out of control. I mean, this is before that whole Harvey Weinstein scandal broke loose. You know,
oh,
but
yeah.
There have been stories about the casting couch going back to, you know, well, almost to the beginning of Hollywood.
Okay. Well, the next question I had for you is, I just heard this from a friend of mine on Tuesday, and I haven't had an opportunity yet to dig up a little bit of information on it, but JFK supposedly made a comment. Now, I don't know if he was on air or it's recorded, whatever, about when history proves itself to be correct, Adolf Hitler will be a hero. Have you ever heard anything like that?
No, I've never heard anything about that. And, of course, you know, all history is written by the victors in the battles. And,
you're right.
You know, I don't think our people were as good as they're portrayed. And I'm not sure that Hitler was as bad as he's portrayed. We've seen, you know, more recently all of this, you know, propaganda about Putin and Saddam Hussein and Bashar al-Assad. And that's just sort of par for the course, you know, when your government is making stink face at other governments.
Hey, how about Gaddafi? What did he do wrong for his people?
Oh, he did lots of good things for his people. And, you know, came up with the golden R.
Yes, he did, and that's what I think got him killed.
I would tend to agree with you.
But the thing was is that I remember hearing stories about if you were a student, no matter what college you wanted to go to, your education was 100% paid for as long as you used what you learned to come back here and help this country. Another thing he did was he paid people if they were going to go out and farm, because he had that aqueduct system. I guess that's...
Oh, that was
like
a beautiful water delivery system.
Yes. So, I mean, he would pay people that were interested in farming, buy them all the equipment, everything they needed, give
yep.
them the land, everything. He was real good to them. He paid for, I guess he gave $100,000 worth $100,000 to anybody who got married and then had children.
He had housing subsidies, free education. The price of gasoline was just rock bottom, and he really was running the country for the benefit of the people. And of course, that made him an enemy of other governments who didn't want their populations to get uppity ideas about the government actually working for the people rather than the other way around. Now, I did a quick little web search, and apparently JFK's comment about Hitler was in his diary. It was never spoken publicly, but somebody, you know, actually bought the diary and went through it. And the actual quote is, Okay, Hitler will emerge from the hatred that surrounds him now as one of the most significant figures who ever lived. Okay, he had in him the stuff of which legends are made. Well, he's sort of legendary, just not in a very, very positive way. And apparently Kennedy had toured the Bavarian mountain retreat of Adolf Hitler, the Berchtesgaden, I think it was called. Anyway, so that's the origin of that quote. He never said it publicly and was not recorded. It was a diary entry. And, you know, if you keep a diary, you'll put things in there that are just for your own reminiscences and not intended for public distribution.
Oh, sure. But, I mean, okay, so where I heard it is a correct source. But it just wasn't made publicly. Okay.
No, it wasn't made publicly.
Do a comparison real quick of Gaddafi versus Adolf Hitler for what he did to his people. I think there was a
I'm not going to do that right here on the show because we're coming up on the end of the show and I still have calls to deal with.
Okay, I'm sorry, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. You and Claire have a fantastic weekend.
Now, same to you. And we have 512-248-8252, John in Colorado. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. Happy Friday. Earlier, you were talking about the immigration Haitians into Florida, or anybody. But they talk about that, and interesting about that, it's in the Florida. Now, thing is, where are they going to go if they let them in? Certain places, you know, you
see, that's the problem. I mean, many of them are contributing to the homeless crisis and, you know, it's increasing demand for, housing units and that's driving up rents. And it's just bad for the ordinary American people. And, you know, looking at the Biden administration, and before that, even the Obama administration, it's like they really do hate this country. When you look at their priorities and what they're trying to do, and I think Mike Pence, you know, really exposed the attitude saying, you know, the United States is not my concern. By the way, he's trying to backpedal from that and actually came on out saying that that was a deceptively edited interview with Tucker Carlson. I don't think so. I didn't see any signs of an edit in the thing.
No, it's interesting, you know, he might be right, but, you know, why would he say that when he did a lot of, you know, being – Vice President with Trump did a lot of turncoat stuff, I think. But I was just going to say, you know, this is an example. You got a lot of, there's a lot of Jews in like Florida. Well, you think they let them in to where they live? Like I said, or they want to put them somewhere that move them out?
No, you're going to have a lot of NIMBYs out there, which stands for not in my backyard.
Yeah, that's it. Or even why some of these people, especially come from like, you know, the countries where, you know, the climate's much warmer, why they, they put them up in these places up in the north, like Minnesota. Why, you know, they settle them in there. What are they doing with them up there? How are they going to survive? Well, they have this far, but it's interesting how they
They're being subsidized. They're being given money and housing and food and medical care. And like I said, the government is treating the illegal immigrants better than it treats its own citizens. And that, to me, is completely unacceptable.
Yeah, yeah. But there was an, I told you this before, but way back there, a book that Mark Collins Piper wrote was fictional, but it made sense. You're long. You talk about it. My first days in the White House, where he became president because you had at the time, which you don't see, like military leaders in that got fed up what was going on and just went out and just took the government over. That was the time about when Bush Jr. was there, took him out, took the Rothschild people out. Anybody in this country, they just resettled them in somewhere else, like part down in Texas, let them do their own thing. Took away a lot of their money, but left the money they left to survive on their own. But those kind of things, you know, make sense. You know, that's not happening today because, well, you don't see any military that, any major leaders in the military that want to do anything like that, you know. But, you know,
no, they're all worried about their nail polish and, you know, the tomorrow's hairstyle.
But, you know, see where it really happens. But it's a possibility if enough people get set up, but they won't. Like I said, they're too comfortable. Like I said, they're not hungry. They're too comfortable. Nothing's happened. The minute he does, who knows if they can survive and go off on their own. Anyway, Mike, you and Claire have a nice weekend. Take care of yourself.
All right. Have a nice weekend yourself. And let's see, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I wanted to comment on Tom's call about Soros and these people funding immigration. But real quick, just to add, when I called yesterday on that show on RT, Modus Operandi, it had the most recent show talks about the hypersonic missiles. I forgot to add that the guy also said that Russia produced more armaments than America and NATO combined. And basically, it was a massive tactical mistake. Like people like John McCain saying that Russia is just a gas station. But Russia, just by itself, is massively outproducing all of America and NATO, is what he said. They have the
Well, that's because in Russia and also in China, the armaments industry is about building a good defense for the country, whereas in the United States, it's all about making money. The military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about. You know, it's big business. And you look at some of the junk that is being delivered to the military and how much it costs. I mean, the F-35, it's a huge boondoggle. They're still having to work on it and try and fix it and get it to usable status. The Gerald R. Ford, has been declared it may never actually be usable in actual combat. So it may turn out to be the most expensive training vessel that the United States has ever produced. The Zumwalt destroyer. The Independence class and Freedom class littoral combat ships, they're getting ready to scrap those because they just can't get them to work.
That's exactly a great point. I mean, we kind of hit our peak in like the F-15 and the F-16 are pretty much, that's still the best thing we ever made, apparently. You know, that was like 50 years ago those things came out.
Yeah, and they were simple and elegant machines, and you know, also the F-14 was a good platform, and the Fairchild Republic A-10 Warthog is still in use. There's talk about retiring it, but there's a love-hate relationship with that platform, and half the people say, no, we've got to have this, and the other half would say, no, we got to junk it and build something new, and you know, more money for that.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And they just want to, it's kind of like Windows, you know, the new Windows system, you know, they just say it's new, but it's not really better. real quick, on diversity, NATO, if you Google NATO and diversity, it was stated by U.S. generals, top State Department people that NATO, diversity is a NATO program being pushed by the U.S. government, the State Department, and they say there can be no ethnically pure states in Europe. They want to diversify all of Europe. And, you know, like the stuff in France going on, I believe a lot of this is being ran by the U.S. State Department because they use diversity basically as a weapon. You can, once your population gets so diverse, then you basically lose your national identity. You lose.
Yeah, that's exactly correct.
You know? Yeah, and it's so yeah, just Google NATO. I mean, this is a CIA top, so I don't know, like in Hungary wants to stop immigration, but then they get all of NATO and the EU after them. I mean, they might even kill this guy. It's like, no, you gotta be diverse or basically you're the enemy, and it's pretty psycho stuff. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Really is. It really is.
Yeah, so does NATO have to fight? Maybe does NATO have to just be destroyed? I mean, some of these countries have to break out of NATO, like France. Maybe the only way they can secure their borders and stuff. But anyway, have a good weekend. Thanks for taking the call.
All right. Well, thank you very much here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're coming up on a commercial break. And I keep thinking back, there was another quote by JFK where he said, we're surrounded by this invisible conspiracy, and I'm going to try and expose it to everybody. And, of course, he was shortly after he was assassinated. So it could be the collection of intelligence agencies, could be the Bilderbergers, could be a combination of all of them. But there's definitely an elite messing around with us. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. But making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter.
Welcome back to our show. Last segment on this Powhana Friday, and going to do a little bit more news to close out the show. Now, yesterday we reported on a new video from the Maybelline Cosmetics company that featured a transgender man basically demonstrating lipsticks and things like that. And the individual had like full facial hair, beard, mustache, everything, even more than I have. And of course, there has been, you know, a huge backlash. Maybelline is being roasted. People are saying enough already with this transgender nonsense. They're just sick of it here. Now, here is a good one. MSNBC is out there saying that physical fitness is a sign of white supremacy. And they've actually been making this claim all the way back to 2022, last year, in an op-ed. And the article says that the far right took advantage of at-home fitness trends during the pandemic to push white supremacy. I mean, they're scraping the bottom of the barrel for this stuff here. Okay. Now, let's see. Big earthquake down in Mexico. And let's just go back up here to the top. There is a Nobel Prize-winning physicist who has gone public criticizing these alarmist climate predictions and says there really is no climate crisis. Okay. Now, during his speech at the Quantum Korea 2023 event, Dr. John Clauser said, I don't believe there's a climate crisis, and there really isn't. Climate is always changing. It always has throughout the history of the Earth. And CO2 is not bad. In fact, it's plant food. And everybody's talking about impending famine, impending famine. We need more CO2 in the atmosphere because plants will suck it in and, using sunlight, convert it into oxygen and sugar and food. And it's one of the biggest scams that have ever, been foisted on the human race here. Now, over in South Dakota, landowners are fighting a lawsuit filed by a private company arguing for the right to eminent domain. Now, eminent domain is the principle under which the government can seize private land with just compensation for something the government needs to build for the infrastructure. But there is a carbon emissions reduction company, Summit Carbon Solutions, and it sued over 80 landowners to enact eminent domain in order to build a $4.5 billion carbon capture pipeline. And so the landowners are fighting back. They think it's absolutely ridiculous. And so they're basically talking about, you know, they want to offset the carbon emissions from plants that are being grown to produce ethanol for the gasoline here. Story coming on out of Global Research. About a week ago, the UN Human Rights Czar issued a warning. Up to 80 million people will be plunged into hunger if the climate targets are not met. They are really putting pedal to the metal on this scam. Okay, there is the music. It's time to end the show and get into weekend mode, which I plan on doing right now. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Mike Gaddy is taking the microphone. And please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to support us in these very, very difficult times. Have a good weekend. Have a safe weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders.
those who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back.
Yes, liberty folks, weeps. We must take America back. Welcome to Republic Broadcasting Network and the National Intelligence Report for Friday, the 14th day of July in the year of 2023. And first, let's make sure that we understand that free speech and the ability to actually put the truth out there for people is rapidly slipping away. And it is a gradual process, and it was designed many years ago, and they are hard at it. If you want to maintain truth, if you want to maintain the freedom of speech,